It seems when people don't get their way, that instead of moving on or being mildly upset, there seems to be great fury. Fury that expresses itself in all sorts of ways. And yet we think that this is a modern problem. Jesus was in his hometown of Nazareth. He went to the synagogue. He opened the scroll. He read from Isaiah, and he said that this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. The people wanted more. They had heard that he had done these amazing healings, and they couldn't understand why he wasn't doing them right there in his hometown. And he used these various references to people who were pagans, really, who had had healing in the scriptures. And this upset the people because they couldn't understand that they, as people of faith, why is it that he's not doing these healings for us? We want things our way. And they were ready to throw him off a cliff. That's how upset they became. And he stood his ground and walked calmly through them in the midst of their fury and went away. He told them that really they lacked faith. They simply wanted what they wanted, when they wanted it, how they wanted it, and they didn't understand that it required faith in him in order for healing to occur. And what was true 2,000 years ago is true today. How often do people become furious with God when they don't get their way in exactly the way they wanted, how they wanted it, when they wanted it, where they wanted it? Faith, though, requires trust in the Lord's time and place in moment rather than our own. The fury will get us nowhere. Faith will get us everywhere. Trust in the Lord. The scripture has been fulfilled in our hearing. Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord. And he is the one in and through whom we have the opportunity for salvation. We have the opportunity as well for healing. But that healing will come in God's time, not ours. What does it take then to build trust? First, it requires cooperating with God's grace to be at peace rather than to be furious. To be at peace within and to ask the Prince of Peace for the gift of peace within ourselves, a peace that only he can give. A peace that gives us the ability to go through the difficulties, challenges, storms of life, the upsets, the disappointments, the difficulties, the pain, the sorrow. And to be able to move with it all because It is in and through the Prince of Peace that we have the gift of faith, and that we are then also gifted with trust. May the charity of Christ urge us on as we live more fully for Him. The Catholic Apostolate Center has many resources. Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org. May God bless you. Our prayers are with you.